G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014 as we preview round 10, the last of the split rounds. Thank God for that. Looks like a bit of action to be had this week, Cliffo.
Yeah, there is. I mean, only six games once again, which is painful as always, but a couple of really good ones and a couple of good betting opportunities this week. We kick it off on Friday night at Cadinia Park, or Simon Stadium these days, where Geelong hosts North Melbourne. Geelong laying between 13.5 and 15.5. Total points line in the high 160s, and Grego's looking at me very awkwardly because I've said Simons rather than Simmons.
I was curious where Simon's Stadium was.
What do I care about sponsors? It's at KP.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right. Look, I'm not completely sold on this one. I think the Cats are obviously a little bit thin up top at the moment. They've got some good running creative players out. Obviously, Stevie J heads that list, but Christensen and a couple of those guys are still out as well. So their capacity to kick a score, I think, is going to be marginalised somewhat. North Melbourne, on the same token, also have a few outs, Wells and those sort of creators through the midfield. But I think both sides can play a good, tough, contested brand of footy. So that leads me to think it's going to be pretty close. But I'm not quite sold on the points yet, but we'll see if you can get me across the line.
Well, I'm with North with the points. Geelong's record at Cadinia is the only thing that scares me a little, but Geelong have got a dubious record as home favourites the last couple of years and as favourites of more than 15.5, which is the best number you can get at the moment. North 13-2 at the spread as underdogs in Victoria since 2012 and 13-3 as dogs of 15.5 or more.
So you're saying we're better off taking the 15.5 and the 14.5 that you can get?
Well, you're always better off with the extra point. The fact that this opened 20.5 on Monday, I'm a little bit displeased with myself that I didn't snap that up straight away. I still think you can have North at the plus here. They've won two of the last three against Geelong overall. They should have won last year at Etihad when the roof wasn't closed, much to Brad Scott's chagrin. But I think North will either win or go exceptionally close to it, and I'm going to take the points.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win. The Cats haven't lost two in a row since early 2012, but I think it's going to be tight. Less than two kicks either way, so I'll take the points as well.
Saturday afternoon, we're at Giants Stadium for GWS hosting Richmond. The Giants actually opened around 27.5 point underdogs. That's now into around the 22.5 mark. Total points line in the mid-180s.
Yeah, look, Richmond are a basket case at the moment. All the talk is that they are, Brisbane aside, and Brisbane have got an injury list longer than anything you can imagine, except for Hawthorn. We won't get into that. Richmond are the worst performed team in the competition. They're an absolute shadow of what they were last year. Their good players aren't playing well, and their poor players don't deserve a game. So I think GWS will win this game. I honestly do. I think they will beat the Tigers, and Punt Road will be burnt to the ground. I hate to say it, Tigers fans, but you guys are going to win the Spoon this year. It's done. Brisbane will get a few back later. Richmond done. You heard it here first. GWS, I'll take every point I can get, but you won't need many of them.
I couldn't talk myself into it. All the reasons you outlined for Richmond being a basket case are right, but I watched a lot of that West Coast GWS game a couple of weeks ago before their bye, and they just weren't even close. It became a training run. Now, maybe they just put the tools in the shed at halftime and decided we'll come back and fight another day, but leading into a bye, it seemed like a pretty kind of easy fold.
Yeah, that is true, but we saw with the teams that performed really poorly before the first bye round, they came out last week and absolutely played the lights out. Adelaide, case in point, got done by Melbourne leading into the bye, came out after getting out absolutely flogged by the coaching staff for 2 weeks and really put the work in. And I think the young, impressionable GWS kids will come out this week and they'll put the hurt on Richmond.
Yeah, if I had to have a bet, I'd be betting Giants plus, but I can find a pretty easy way around this one. No bet for me. Saturday twilight, we're at the MCG for Collingwood hosting West Coast. Magpies, 22.5 point favourites. Total points line in the mid-160s.
Yeah, I couldn't find too much to like here. We've got a pretty strong defensive unit up against a pretty strong attacking unit. Probably the only play would be maybe a lead towards the under. that's on the basis of West Coast forward line not stacking up Sans Lacroix, which they haven't done all year. They haven't done for 2 years, to be honest. When he's not on the side, their structure goes to shit. And it's bizarre that he's a small roaming forward, that so much is contingent on him when you've got the likes of Kennedy and Darling and those blokes around him. But his capacity to run through the midfield and be clean and direct going to those big guys is something that they really, really miss, just that polish through the midfield. And he's now surround goal. So couldn't quite find one. I just, the 160, mid-160s is just not quite enough, because, you know, it only takes one team to kick 15 and all of a sudden that's in a bit of doubt. So I'll sit this one out.
I'm happy to play the under here. All the trends are fantastic for this. Collingwood, 21-9 under at home, as home favourites since 2012. 9-3 under in twilight games. They're 32-12 under in twilight or night games. West Coast at 10-2 under in twilight and 25 to the under in twilight and night. Where you just bet them over in the day, under in the twilight and night. 5-1 under at the MCG. And importantly, when they played Geelong and Freo, when they've actually played sides that can defend, they just have not got a number. Geelong kept them to 32 points from memory, and Freo kept them sub 50. Collingwood, strong enough defence, they could keep West Coast to 10 goals or less, kick 13 themselves, and got plenty of space.
You're not factoring in the fact that Big Cloakie might come out and kick two dozen, mate. He's due. It's, you listen to everyone, they don't think that people who keep horses in the house deserve to not kick goals. That's my opinion, but
I think there's more space than it looks on face value.
I think you're under something, but I'll commit elsewhere this week.
Under for me, but nothing at the line. Saturday night, we're at Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide hosting Hawthorn. Only the second time since 2012, the Hawks have jumped as underdogs, and they'll go out with 15.5 start total points line in the mid 180s.
Seems a lot for a team that's running with a percentage of about 170 this year, but look, it's no secret that the Hawks are missing a hell of a lot of their best players. Their six best, in fact, if Luke Hodge doesn't get up, recover from that calf. Signs are that he will, and that's a real positive for Hawthorn, because he really steers them around down back. The lesser lights of Chaney and Spanger and these guys that are going to have to get the job done this week seem to play a hell of a lot better when Hodge is in the team telling them where to go and what to do. It's strange that you can get to this level without actually knowing that yourself, but he's just that really strong on-field coaching presence. I honestly think Port will do them. You can't have your six best out, or five of your six best out, and be competitive, especially not with a side as good as Port Adelaide. That said, the one glimmer of hope for the Hawks, big Matty Lobie's under a cloud, might not have recovered from a calf injury. If he doesn't play, then they're a bit light through the middle of the ground. He plays a lot of minutes and he does a lot of good hard work in there for him. That's it. Hawks only glimmer of hope, but no, I think Port will get this done pretty easy. No bet, obviously, not going to bet into the Hawkies, but I think the Port will do it pretty easy.
Yeah, no bet for me either. As I say, Hawthorn massively understaffed at the moment. But gee, it's hard to lay that many points for a side that's the reigning premiers and should have won the comp the year prior and has been a perennial top four team for a number of years now. The very fact that this is only their second game as underdogs since 2012 speaks a lot to the fact that they just don't get rolled by margins.
Yeah.
Pretty easy lay down there. 184.5 sounds like a lot for a night game, but both these sides break to the over, and particularly Port as favourites at home have got a strong over record, so there's enough there for me to not take the traditional unders at night sort of mindset. So no bet there. We move to Sunday afternoon at Metricon Stadium in the Gold Coast with the Suns, who are up and about at the moment, hosting the Western Bulldogs. Amazingly, this line opened 30.5, the Suns' favourite, and has worked its way in. You can now get 26.5. So the money's come for the Dogs. Total points line in the mid-180s.
I'm not sure where all those people out in the western suburbs are getting their scratch from, but they're going to be sorry they put it on the Dogs. Yes, the Dogs are a good, hard, honest side, but the Gold Coast just oozing talent, and led by Gary Ablett, what did he have, 40-4 goals again last week? Give him the Brownlow now. It's absolutely ridiculous. Zach Smith made a really impressive return and was really good through the midfield. Whilst Minson will get him at the clearances and stoppages around the ground, I think his athleticism will really pose some issues for the for the Dogs, who are lacking some quality tools in defence at the moment with the likes of Roughhead and others under Clouds. I think the Gold Coast will pump them. I reckon they could win by 10 goals and very happy to take 26.
Yeah, I'm in the exact same camp here. Suns won the corresponding game at Metricon last year by 32 points, and they are panels better this year than last year, whereas the Dogs, if anything, have gone backwards. Suns are 5-2 against the spread as home favourites. Dogs 6-9 on the road and 4-7 as road underdogs since 2012. It's just not the spot for them. I could see the Gold Coast putting 20 goals up here, and I just don't see how the Dogs go with them. Essentially, if you're taking the plus, you've got to believe that with 5 or 6 minutes left on the clock in the fourth quarter, the Dogs are still some hope of scraping out a victory.
Yeah.
And I just don't think they'll be anywhere near it at that point. No, Suns at the minus, pretty comfortably for me.
Very good, very good. What have we got last up?
So Sunday Twilight game, we're at the MCG for Carlton hosting Adelaide. Carlton getting 6.5 to 7.5, total points line in the mid-180s.
Yeah, look, I've got two here. The Blues at the plus is not the play. Adelaide at the minus is certainly the play. A couple of reasons. Adelaide were really impressive last week. They've been read the riot act. Tex back is a massive inclusion for them. Not expecting him to kick a bag full, but the fact that he just demands the respect and the best defender. Josh Jenkins, big jerker Jenkins, is playing inspired football. He's probably got the cleanest hands in the competition at the moment, almost impossible to stop one-on-one. He's kicking lots of goals. And J-Pod, I'm assuming he's been told he's on his very last chance, and if he doesn't give 110% every week, he will never play again, because his game against Collingwood was the best game he's played at AFL level. His bags of 6 and 7 for the Cats notwithstanding. He was all over the ground. I think their forward structure demands that Henderson plays back. The Blues don't have the tall cattle defensively to take on all three. So Hendo has to play back, which means they can't kick a score. I'm going to play the under as well. I think Carlton will be lucky to score 50 points in this game. I think they're strong enough defensively across the ground so that Adelaide won't put 20 goals on them. But I don't think that they'll score very much themselves at all. So I'm going to play the Crows at the small minus and the under.
I'm with you half the way there. So I'm going to play the Crows at the minus as well, and I'm going to play the over. Coming to the points you've raised about the Crows' big forward three, I just don't see how Carlton get the matchups on them. They could run riot. There's every chance they put 20 goals on them, in my mind. Carlton also strong trends to the over at home as home underdogs at the MCG off a break of 7 days or more. They're okay in the twilight. Same with the Crows. Crows very strong trends to the over on the road as road favourites at the MCG. And then coming back to the line, Adelaide on the road is usually a terrific bet. They're 16-8 on the road against the line and 10-3 against the line as road favourites.
There you go.
When they're visiting inferior teams, you want to be with the minus. So Crows at the minus and the over for me.
So head to head, first time this year. 7 o'clock Sunday over. Someone's gonna be yodeling and someone's gonna be crying.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because I went through the results of last week and where we're at, and we're both exactly 2.95 units into the good at the moment.
Bloody hell. How are we still up? No, look.
We had a very good run early on and we've been chopping out the last few weeks.
We have been a little bit down the last few weeks, but it's been bullshit. People can't kick. If professional footballers could convert from 30 metres out, I could have bought an aeroplane. Anyway, that is what it is. We're going to get it all back this week. Stick with us, guys. Have a good weekend and punt well.